The first of several shipments totaling $200 million in U.S. security assistance arrived at Kyiv Boryspil Airport early on the 22nd of January. The donation, which includes close to 200,000 pounds of lethal security assistance, including ammunition for the frontline defenders of Ukraine, demonstrates the United States' strong commitment to Ukraine's sovereign right to self-defense, the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine posted on Facebook. The day before, it became known that the Baltic states also agreed to send Ukraine weapons amid Russia's escalating tensions and deteriorating security situation. As the defense ministries of the three countries inform, the defense assistance supplies will begin in the near future. Estonia will provide Javelin anti-armor missiles, while Latvia and Lithuania will provide Stinger anti-aircraft missiles and adjacent equipment. We sincerely hope that Ukraine will face no need to use this equipment and call on Russian Federation to cease its aggressive and irresponsible behavior, reads the joint statement. According to Estonian Defense Minister Kalle Laanet, it is important to support Ukraine in all possible ways in its opposition to the aggressor. Let's face it. The war in Ukraine is ongoing and it is important to support Ukraine in every way we can so that they can resist the aggressor, the defense ministry quotes Laanet as saying. At the same time, according to the Wall Street Journal, Berlin rejected Tallinn's request to provide Kyiv with lethal weaponry originated in Germany. A government source said the Estonian cabinet was still trying to persuade Germany to change its mind. As a reminder, Britain sent 2,000 units of anti-tank missile systems to Ukraine this week. Dozens of British service members arrived in Kyiv to train Ukrainian soldiers. Bohdan Marushak,